Deffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? That's right, it's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And now here he is, our king-sized MC, that affable, laughable man, the Sheffield Quizmaster, Happy Felton!
Yeah, I want to be happy. Ah, yes. Thank you, Joe Ripley, and good evening, everyone. I got a little song I want to sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marine Corps. Happy birthday to you. That's right. Today is the 171st birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Not silver, not gold, but a real leatherneck anniversary. Guess who says, hi, fellas? It's all Marines everywhere. Well, nice to be here today. Yesterday I thought I'd go down to Macy's and get the Marine Corps a little anniversary present. When we went to the place, we noticed something chalked on the wall. Getting up close, we could read it. It said, Kilroy couldn't make it. Leroy was here. Well, I passed the stocking counter on the first floor, and I noticed a man trying to get some nylons. Shortage may be over, but you should have seen this guy. He struck out with both hands, and he fought his way up. A woman grabbed him, and she said, why don't you act like a gentleman? He yelled, listen, lady, I've been acting like a gentleman for 2 hours. Now I'm going to act like a lady. He got some stockings. Actually, the trip was worth it. I got hold of one of those new post-war products they advertised. It was developed by an electronic engineer, the same guy who built the electronic blanket. It's a suit of electrically heated long underwear. And the best feature of it is, if I ever get too hot, I can always get out through the escape hatch. Right next door was a pet shop. I looked in the window. I was amazed to see a window full of imported animals. Biggest of them all was a kangaroo. That's an animal that carries its brood in a snood. Trying to get out of the store, though, I passed the sports goods counter, and there's one strange thing about that. A sweater and a jersey are supposed to be the same thing. A sweater and a jersey. You ever notice the difference between a sweater girl and a girl from Jersey? Well, Gene Clark's looking at me because he's from Jersey. I didn't mean it, Gene. Our record spinner, Gene, is anxious to get on with our game of Guess Who, where our seven contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices and try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars. A miss, only 2, either way signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars dropping into our big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk payola at the end of the show. The bucket being filled with $65 so far tonight. And here's Joe Ripley with contestant number 1.
Right, Happy, she is Mrs. Eva Bander of the Bronx, New York.
How are you, Mrs. Bander?
Oh, glad I'm just fine, you. Happy.
Did you see or hear the game today?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
I was out there.
Unfortunately not.
I was out there. It was an amazing thing, though. My seat at the stadium was so high up, every time I took a puff on my cigar and blew the smoke out, it spelled I.J. Fox. Mrs. What is the name, please?
Bander.
Mrs. Bander, what has happened to nylon stockings? I haven't heard any nylon lines for a long time. Are they easy to get?
Oh, yes. Very easy to get now.
They are?
Oh, yes.
You don't have any trouble?
They're not being sent to Mexico. We're getting them.
Oh, I see. You know, silk stockings weren't invented until the 17th century. But they weren't discovered until the 20th. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No, Happy. I know it now.
Mrs. Bander, you live in the Bronx. What does your husband do?
My husband is a beauty culture business.
Beauty culture?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means he's the owner of a school that teaches beauty culture, every branch of beauty culture. Hair waving, hairdressing, manicuring.
I should send my cousin Louie up to him.
Is he bald?
No. You don't know Louie. He spent last summer in a nudist colony. Because of the chill weather, they're having their Christmas party early this year. Louie is Santa Claus. I just sent him up to it. All he had with him was a long white beard and a bucket of red paint. Gonna look great. Tell me, Mrs. Bander, do you and your husband go out very much here in New York?
Not too much. He's busy in the evening.
You don't get to go to many nightclubs?
Not too many, no.
How about your
school
family?
School is open in the evening.
How about your family?
I have a son, and he's in the radio business. He owns the Fordham Radio and Television Company.
Well, that's nice. And any other children?
No, just the one.
I see. Tell me, Mrs. Banner, what's your first name?
Eva.
Eva? If
yes.
you could be a little girl again, do you think you'd mind school?
Not at all. I love school.
You liked school?
I loved school.
Did your son like school?
No, he quit high school.
Did he run away?
Yes, he did.
I used to threaten my parents that I'd run away. They cured me, though. From then on, they wrapped my lunch in road maps. Mrs. Banner, how long have you been married?
22 years.
22 years. Did you cry when you went to your wedding?
No, I laughed.
You laughed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does Mr. Bander look like? Is that the reason you laughed?
He happens to be very, very good looking.
He is?
Yes.
Well, then why did you laugh? Because you were just happy?
Happy, that's right.
Did you have a double ring ceremony?
No, single.
Single ring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a good idea for a husband to wear a wedding ring, too?
It might be.
I saw a double ring ceremony not long ago, Mrs. Bander. I think the groom was a pool shark, though. Just before he put on the ring, he chalked the bride's finger. Mrs. Bander, I want to tell you how nice you are to talk to. She's got a lovely smile, a very smart hat.
Thanks,
Mrs. Bander, we want to go along with our game and have you guess a record. Here's a group of musicians, now these are hints, who are unique in that they all play the same kind of an instrument. I won't tell you any more for now, but see if you, for 10 silver Sheffield dollars, can guess who. Here we go. Yes, they're harmonica. They're now appearing at Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. They play harmonicas. You're right on that.
Yes.
There are 8 or 9 fellows in this outfit. They're a pack of rascals. I'm sure you'd... They're working at Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Does this bore you?
Oh, my gosh. It's
so
on the
sorry.
Tip of my tongue. I just can't say it.
Boraminovich and his harmonica rascals.
Yes.
I'm sorry you didn't know
I'm
that,
awfully
but you
sorry.
Get $2 for trying, and we'll add that 8 into the milk payola, and you have a chance to win that
right.
a little later. Isn't she
Thank
a nice
you
lady?
Very much.
You're quite
Thanks.
Welcome. You're quite welcome. All right, who's next here? Soldier, come right on up here. Let's give the Army a welcome here today. Tell us where you're from and what your name is, please, sir.
My name is Max Urban.
Max Urban, come in a little closer to the microphone. Where are you from, Max?
I'm from Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, Kansas? Mm-hmm. You stationed here in New York now?
No, I'm stationed at Fort Monmouth.
Fort Monmouth?
Yeah.
What is your job now?
Well, I'm a student.
You're a student?
Yes.
But you've been around quite a bit, I notice.
A little.
Your presidential citation and whatnot. What is all the business that Fourage is?
That's a French Fourage.
Fourage? And what is that for?
It's the word of the 2nd Division.
And you were with the 2nd Division?
Yes.
How are you, Max? Nice to have you here. Topeka, Kansas, your favorite town?
It is.
It is. Why? You married?
No, I'm not.
You got a girl back there?
I guess so.
Are you going to be true to New Jersey there at Fort Monmouth? Tell me, do you fellas have to learn what all those various ribbons stand for, or do you just ask like I do?
I guess so.
You know what most of them are?
I guess so.
Some fellas have the darnest ribbons. Last week I pointed at some ribbons a soldier was wearing, asked what they stood for. He said, I got this medal for destroying 2 regiments for the Foreign Legion, and this one for destroying 2 hotels for the American Legion. Tell me, do you get many letters from home, Topeka?
Quite a few.
You do?
Yes.
Did you ever write any poetry? I'm asking that for a reason.
No, I'm not.
You never did? Do you ever read any?
No.
Max, you're very modest and everything. Come in a little closer here. I'm just kidding along here, trying to get you to talk to me. I'm a poetry fiend myself. I wrote a poem because I wasn't in the Army, I guess is the reason I wrote it. A private named Timothy Black was in love with an officer Whack. But the trouble was this, when he asked for a kiss, he had to salute for a snack. Not good enough. I'll quit. Okay. Max, we want you to take a little dough back to Fort Monmouth with you here. Here is a movie star. These are hints now to help you. Here's a movie star who has been famous since he was quite a young fella. I won't tell you any more because I don't think you'll have any trouble identifying his voice. Listen now. 10 silver Sheffield dollars and guess who? A movie star.
What's that? You say you want me to judge the state finals of the bathing beauty contest? Well, make sure each girl carries the banner of her respective county. Why? Why, it's a law, son. You have to label all tomatoes.
He's appearing in vaudeville at the present time, and he recently became a father. He's a little fellow, but he's a very hearty character.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney! You're right, Max! nothing to it, Max. Don't be embarrassed, because we're going to put $10 silver right in your warm little pudgy hand there. Come back a little later and take a chance at our milk payola. Max Urban of Topeka, Kansas. Thank you, Max.
App, you know, sleep is a wonderful thing.
Sure it is, Joe, but not during our show, please.
I was thinking of all the poor guys who can't get to sleep at night.
I know what you mean, Joe. They count sheep, toss and turn. Next day they feel as if they'd spent the night jumping fences instead of the sheep.
That's right. Now, if they just try my system, I'll bet they'd really get a good night's sleep.
What's that, Joe?
Well, I just heat some milk, add a little cinnamon or nutmeg, drink down this warming, relaxing nightcap, and in no time at all, I'm sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, it sure can do the trick. I wonder why.
Well, I can explain that. Why can't you get to sleep? Probably because you're tense and worried. You can't relax, or maybe your digestive system is acting up. Well, milk is soothing and calming. It helps relieve that nervous tension. You see, milk contains a special sugar called lactose that aids digestion, riboflavin to help protect nerves, and vitamin B1 for proper nerve function. All this plus other essential vitamins, minerals, and proteins. So don't let sleepless nights get you down. Relax with a foaming glass of soothing, delicious Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. Its creamy, rich flavor is mighty satisfying. From now on, men, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Move over, Joe. Pretty girl right here beside you. What is your name, please?
Norma Murray.
Norma, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Providence, Nevada.
Providence, Rhode Island. But you live in New York now?
My husband comes from Brooklyn. That's where we're staying.
I see. What does your husband do? You hear all the Army and Navy and Notre Dame Wolves down here saying, oh, the minute you mention your husband.
He works for the post office.
He works for the post office. And what do you do, keep house?
Yes.
Tell me, Norma, do your parents, did they ever embarrass you by showing your boyfriend pictures of you taken when you were a baby?
No, I always destroyed them all.
You did?
Sure.
Were you a cute baby, Norma?
Oh, I was a very homely baby.
You were?
Very.
You wouldn't believe it. When I was born, I was very cute. I was so tiny that my folks never worried about clothes for me.
No.
I just cut leg holes in a tea bag. Norma, were you well behaved as a youngster? I'm asking about kid things now for a reason here. Did you ever get into mischief?
Once in a while.
Did your father or mother spank you?
Oh, many a time.
Many a time. I got spanked plenty too, Norma. As a matter of fact, I got spanked so much that when I sat down, I left fingerprints. Where did you meet your husband, Norma?
I was working at the Naval Air Base down in Quonset, Rhode Island.
Quonset, Rhode Island. I used to work in Rhode Island at the Biltmore Hotel up there. I had an orchestra.
You were out in Pawtucket at one time, too, weren't you, about 4 years ago?
Yes, I was.
Remember that.
I played a dance. I said, well, how are you? Doing fine. Well, now tell me, do you like to jitterbug, Norma?
Sure I do.
Does your husband like it, too?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
You're looking out there. What's his name?
Paul.
Paul?
Mm.
What do you call him? I mean, when you like him, what's your favorite nickname for him?
Hun.
Hun? What does he call you?
Do I have to tell?
Yeah, go ahead.
Norm.
He calls you Norm?
Yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's, my name is Norma. Every time he calls me, Norm.
Look at him blushing out there. Oh, that's very cute, Norma. That's good enough for me. I'm going to play your record. You like jitterbugs? The jitterbugs go for this fella. Older people like him, too. People that don't jitterbug. He's a great musician. A grand fella. And he directs one of the top dance bands of today. And he plays an instrument. Listen, see if for 10 silver Sheffield dollars, you can guess who. Is that you're listening to?
Piano.
Piano. This is one of the great piano players. He used to play piano with Horace Heidt, for that matter, a long time ago. He wrote a famous song called Sunrise Serenade.
Carmen Cavallaro?
No, but that's a good try.
Frankie Carl.
Frankie Carl! You're right! Okay, Norma. She put her hands together and took them right at her husband out there. $10 for a pretty girl. Stand by for the milk payola. Thank you, Norma. Well, come on up here. I've got two Marines tonight. Get on each side of the mic here. Marine's birthday, let's give them a welcome. Now, I've I've got a PFC, right? And I've got a sergeant. Is that right? Sergeant, suppose you give us your name first.
Robert Johnson.
And your home?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. And your name, please, sir?
Al Webster, Meriden, Connecticut.
Meriden, Connecticut. How are you? Now, tell me, Bob, what are you doing now, Sergeant?
I'm patient in Naval Hospital, North Carolina.
And where?
North Carolina, Naval Hospital.
I see. And what are you doing up here?
I'm just business, man.
Oh, isn't that nice? Al, Private, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm attached to the United Nations Guard.
Oh, here with the United Nations?
Yes.
I don't usually do this. I'm going to see how much of this I can do. I'm bad at it now. You're wearing the Silver Star. Is that right, Al?
Yes, sir.
Purple Heart. What's the one star on the Purple Heart?
Wounded Twice.
Wounded Twice. What else do you have there? American Theater, Victory Ribbon?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
AGI Pacific.
With 4 stars. That's good enough for me. Bob, what are you wearing here? Bob, first of all, here's one I don't know anything about. The wings with the 3 stars. Tell us what that is, please.
I'm a crewman of Pacific Airlines.
I see. And you had the Purple Heart and Cluster?
Yes.
And what other ones? Tell us.
I had the Philippine Defense, American Theater War, Victory Medal, Asiatic Pacific, and the European Theater War.
Have you two met each other before?
No, we haven't.
Shake hands now. How are you? You know what we ought to do? We ought to drink a little toast here. Drink a little toast here. Bring up some Sheffield milk. I want to have a drink here for these fellas. Just pour me out. That's right. Pour me out the milk here, will you please, and get each one of the boys a drink here. You're thirsty tonight? How do you feel, Al?
Okay.
You feel all right?
Yeah.
Have a good glass of that Sheffield milk, will you please? Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Oh, split it up there. Give Bob a little bit. All right. Now move into the mic. Al, step up here. You're with the United Nations Guard. I want to talk to you first.
Yes, sir.
How many miles do you think you've marched on a drill field?
On a drill field?
Yeah.
Well, during how much time?
I don't know. You tell me, since you've been in the Marine Corps.
Just thousands.
How about you, Bob?
Well, I guess about the same.
Oh, you being a flyer, maybe you got out of it a little more, huh?
Well, I'd rather fly than walk, I'll tell you that much.
You'd rather fly than walk. All right, Bob and Albert, I want to tell you how proud we are to have you here. Marine Corps birthday is a big thing for everybody in the country. 171 of them. Now, we got something a little tricky for you two guys to get here. It's not one band. It's really 2 bands. Something pretty unusual. You don't know who it is right off, but we'll try and give you a little help. But don't try to jump at conclusions. Okay, here's the first record. I want you to listen to this carefully now, fellas. What instruments are those?
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes, right? You both agree. Okay, now we're going to play record number 2. Now listen to this. Now that's kind of native music, isn't it?
It's still guitar.
Well, there's a guitar in there, you're right, yeah. But it's native. Don't you think so, Albert?
Hawaiian guitar?
Do you know what those 2 bands had in common? The bagpipe band and the native band? You don't know?
Well,
wait a minute, I'll play. Do you think they have anything in common?
A little bit.
What would you say?
Well, they're the same almost.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen. Those fellas in both those bands were in the same organization as this third group here. And this third group played like this. What do you think they had in common?
Full fine outfit.
They were all Marines. Now, let me tell you about that. In case you didn't know this,
the first was
a Scotch bagpipe outfit organized by Marines when they were in Ireland. And the second was a Samoan native group who enlisted in the Marines in the South Seas and used to play for them. We didn't expect you to know who they were unless you've been there with them. But I think that's amazing. 3 different types of Marine Corps bands, and we're not going to ask you to guess anymore because they were right. All for the Marines. Give them each $10. Okay. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Stand by for the jackpot now. You've got a good chance. Let's have the young lady come up here. Oh, it's Mrs. Doyle. Mrs. Doyle, you told me you just recently What did you say? You were the mother, the aunt of twins?
I became an aunt on Wednesday night while I was listening to the pot. Shall I say it, the pot?
The pot? You've already said it, dear. Go right ahead.
Yes?
The pot of what?
The pot of gold.
Okay, you were listening to the pot of gold. Thank you.
And when I went home, I was notified at 10:15 that night, my lovely little sister had twins, her first children.
Isn't that wonderful?
And one is a boy, and I'm telling you, he hasn't stopped smiling since the night he was born.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, he should. He's got plenty to eat. He doesn't have anything to worry about. What are you eating there, Mrs. Doyle?
Well, I'm not eating it. I'm holding on to it. It's melting in my hand. They gave me candy before I came on, and I'm so excited I can't eat
it. They give you a candy bar? You can't eat. Well, give it to me. I'll have a bite. What's this?
You can have a bite.
Sure, I'll just
take
just a bite. Mrs. Doyle.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Doyle, I
yes,
want
to...
has got under my uppers, you know. Mrs. Doyle.
May I say hello?
Who do you want to say hello to?
I want to say hello to my sister. Hello, darling. Kathy. Kathy, are you listening? Hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Hello, Kathy. All right, now,
that's
now
my
wait.
Sister.
Now you've done all. You told us about the twins. You gave me candy. You tell me about yourself. Mrs. Doyle, where's your old man?
Which old man?
Which one? Oh, no. Well, the present, Mr. Doyle, where is he?
Well, he happens to be in business, and he gets very, very little time off.
And where do you live, Mrs. Doyle? Just
for
me to get a word in. Where do
you
live?
Yes, sir. I live in Hollis, Queens.
Hollis, Queens.
And I joined a band 2 weeks ago. I'm a drummer.
You're a drummer? Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
What kind of a band?
It's only a small band, Happy, but someday we're going to get big.
You're going to get big. Well, with the twins coming along, I think...
I have everything to be thankful for. I really have. For the past 2 weeks.
You have twins and you're in a band?
I haven't got twins.
No. You're an aunt of twins. All right. Mrs. Doyle, thank you for the candy. I'll never forget you. That was the stickiest hunk of candy I ever ate in my life. All right. Now, Mrs. Doyle, do you like poetry?
I love it. I can say a lovely poem.
All right. Now, you going to recite a poem? Wait a minute. Mrs. Doyle, come back next week. How long is this poem?
It isn't very long.
Go ahead, quick.
Up from the meadows, rich with corn, clear in the cool September morn, across the spires of Frederick stand, green walls by the hills of Maryland.
Hooray! That's enough. All right. Now, Mrs. Doyle, wait a minute. Mrs. Doyle.
God the Lord.
Please, Mrs. Doyle.
I have a son, Miss Rebel.
Nothing's going to stop her. That's wonderful. They love it. Now, Mrs. Doyle, listen quickly. Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Here's where you win some money. We're going to play for you a record by a man who is best known for what he writes. And in this record, he's reciting one of his own compositions. Listen, 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Guess who?
Somebody said that it couldn't be done. But he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't.
Well, I don't know.
But he'd be one who wouldn't say so till he'd tried. So he buckled right in with a lift of his chin. If he had any doubting, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done. And he did it.
It isn't Edgar Guest.
You're exactly right. Edgar Guest. Ah, she guessed who. Here we go. Ten silver dollars, Mrs. Doyle. Stand by for our milk pail.
You
were very lovely. Thank you for the candy, Mrs. Doyle.
Happy. Happy, can I step in just long enough to put in a plea for empty milk bottles?
Well, if you do, you got to keep that Mrs. Doyle away. Joe, maybe I thought maybe with paper containers back, the milk dealers were doing all right.
Well,
now.
I'm afraid not, Hap. There's still an urgent need for empty milk bottles. It's true, there are more paper containers now, but the milk dealers must have more glass bottles so they can provide consumers with their full milk supply. So Sheffield is asking you to keep up the good work, folks. Search your basement, garage, pantry, and closets. Round up all the empties you can find. Then, wherever you got them, please return them promptly to your milkman of the store. The milk dealers must have your cooperation to lick this bottle shortage problem. And I have an idea that Mrs. Doyle just swallowed the whole piece
Mrs.
of
Doyle
candy.
Just almost choked on that piece of candy.
Let me say again that we still have a terrible milk bottle shortage, and we hope you have your cooperation.
Thank you, Joe. Now, here's the fellow I want to talk to. Mr., what is it, please?
Nyman.
Nyman. Hal, where do you live, Hal?
I live...
Mrs. Doyle. Now, wait a minute. Now, you've been on. All right, dear. Relax. Get her a drink, will you, if she's choking.
Okay. I live in Philadelphia.
What is it?
I live in Philadelphia.
And what do you do, Mr. Nyman?
I sell. Pitch.
You pitch what?
Pitch. Carnivals.
Oh, you talk about the things you sell in carnivals?
Yeah,
imitation. You're a pitchman?
Pitchman, yeah.
What was the last thing you were selling?
Imitation diamonds.
Imitation diamonds?
Yeah.
What else have you ever sold?
All various things that you sell on carnies. Corn cure, corn removers, snake oil, Kickapoo Indian oil, anything.
Oh, this I love. Wait a minute. I haven't heard a good pitchman in years. How did you... Give me a pitch, will you, on anything. What do you want to... Pitch me one on the artificial diamonds. Let me hear it.
What do you mean when you
step in a little closer here, will
oh,
you?
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
You mean just when I...
How you'd sell it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I used to get the crowd around. I always say, now, gentlemen, if you'll step up in the hearing of my voice... I want to introduce you to the Chickalilly Topaz. The Chickalilly Topaz, mined in Chickalilly, Arizona. Now, the Chickalilly Topaz is just like a genuine diamond. It has 76 individual cuts.
Go ahead! Wonderful! Go ahead!
Just like a genuine diamond, there's no tin foil and no backing. Now, gentlemen, as an added inducement, I'm going to give you a little postcard. I'm going to give you a little postcard. The law forbids me to tell you what it is. But if you'll take this postcard home, and if it's a gentleman...
You were interrupted. Wait a minute. You don't have to sell down. Do you know what happened to you?
What?
The clock just went off, brother. Now, pitch me a good one on this. Because you standing here with the alarm clock, Mr. Neiman, you just won something. Read what you just won.
17-jewel precision Kerfex wristwatch.
Gruen. That's the important word. Gruen. Don't you like that
seven
watch?
Jewels.
Take a look at it, baby. Isn't that lovely? That was a wonderful pitch, Mr. Nyman. Quickly. Here's your record now. This is one of the first records ever made by an internationally famous musical organization, and we want to thank Mrs. Bessie Dudley of 156 West 141 Street, New York City. We're sending her $5 for letting us use her record on this show. This band, Mr. Neiman, was topped in 1923 when this record was made. They're still tops today. Listen, guess who for 10 Sheffield Bucks. He started with his orchestra at a famous college in Pennsylvania, to be honest with you. His brother used to sing with his orchestra. Real old. He's been around. He's still a hit today. Who is it?
Tom Fred.
Yes, they're both right. Who?
Fred Waring.
Fred Waring and Tom Waring. Good enough. $10. You got it, Mr. Nyman. Pay them off, and here we go with the jackpot. All right, all ready now. Listen, everybody. Hurry up. Sit down there. Everybody gets a chance at this. We have our milk payola. This is where all contestants have a chance to win $73 that are in the bucket tonight. We're going to play three records for you now. Three songs that are associated with three great stars. These songs were sung and made famous by these three artists. We want you to write down the name of the artist, not the names of the songs. The names of the artists that made the songs famous. You must get all three right to win. Here we go, number one. That was number one, a famous and grand artist. Here's number two. Put it on, Gene Clark. That's number two, and here's number three coming up. Remember, all three great stars. Get all three to win. Number three.
While Happy's checking on the jackpot winners, I'd like to remind you that milk is your best buy in food. See that your family gets plenty of wholesome, delicious Sheffield milk every day. For good drinking and good health, serve Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. Happy, I see you're collecting more than one card over there. How
certainly
to win
am. You have to divide it up a little later because we've got three winners. I'll tell you what the numbers were first of all. First of all, of course, it was George M. Cohan, then Al Jolson, then Sophie Tucker, and the three winners, Mrs. Vivian Doyle, Hal Nyman, and Mrs. Elsie Wasserman, who didn't get on the show tonight. This is your milkman, Happy Felton, saying goodnight, everybody.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.